Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's a Wednesday in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. That means we welcome in PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, good to have you on with us as always. We'll start with college football as we like to do during football season and go out to the Big 12 with a matchup between Texas Tech and BYU. Let's get some winners, PJ.
Is BYU any good? Honestly, like to see them pop up last night, like, oh, I guess they would be a playoff team? Like, PJ, how are you?
I'm good, guys. No, I don't think BYU is any good. We see teams like this in college football every year. Virginia kind of falls into the same boat where they're either undefeated or they have one loss. And look, I mean, you got to give them credit for winning all these games. And BYU, they have gone on the road. They've won at Utah. They won at home against Utah. They won at Iowa State. I mean, they've won some decent games, but Texas Tech is head and shoulders the best team in that league. Barron Morton, the Red Raiders starting quarterback, he missed a couple games, guys, but when he's been in the lineup for Texas Tech, they have beaten every opponent by at least 23 points. So they're a different team when he's under center. They have the best roster in the conference, the best defense in the conference. And, I mean, just look at what the line's telling you, right? It's a top 10 game. You got undefeated BYU, and they're giving you 10 points with BYU. So I like Texas Tech in this spot. I think they're going to roll on Saturday.
When I think Iowa football, I think of boring football. I mean, honestly, but they win, right? It's hard to kind of go against their whole plan here, PJ. And it's a team right now that has only one conference loss. But here comes Oregon. Is there a play you like here in this game, Oregon at Iowa?
Super interesting game, guys, because, you know, you look through the Ducks schedule, and at the time we thought the Penn State win was a really good one going into the whiteout and winning in overtime, but obviously Penn State hasn't won a game yet in Big Ten play, and that win just keeps getting worse and worse and how it's aging. You look at the rest of their slate, I mean, it's been Wisconsin and Northwestern and Oklahoma State. Like, the only good team they played was Indiana at home, and they got dominated. So it's kind of a good litmus test for Oregon. And look, for people that watch college football, they know that when top teams go into Kinnick Stadium, they usually don't come out of there with the win a lot of the time. Indiana struggled at Iowa earlier this year, so it's going to be a tough, tough game for the Ducks. I don't know if I'm going to end up betting this one, but it would have to be Iowa or pass for me. I could see Oregon winning the game, but I don't know if I could lay six with the Ducks on the road in that environment.
Missouri and Texas A&M. Which way are you leaning here, PJ?
Going with the under in this game, you guys. So it's interesting. You know, the total right now is at 48.5. A&M's played three road games this season. They've scored at least 40 points in all three of those road games. So think about the fact that the total is 48.5, and A&M by themselves have gotten at least 40 in every road game. I think that speaks volume. And also the fact Missouri, I don't think people are talking enough about the fact that their quarterback got hurt in the Vandy game, Bo Prabula, and he's out for the season. And they had a bye week, so now the backup comes in, and he doesn't have a lot of experience. This was already a Missouri team that kind of struggled a little bit to throw the football as is. They really rely on the run game. So now they're going to be one-dimensional against a good A&M defense, and I think we're going to see A&M's offense finally struggle a little bit on the road for the first time. So I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. I like under 48.5 A&M in Missouri.
Yeah, we're talking to PJ Glasser, host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network. And let's try one more on for you here, PJ. LSU, Alabama. Speaking of A&M, putting up 40 points, about 49. Last time we saw LSU football, and that got the coach fired. That got the AD fired. It's just kind of a mess. Do these guys, though, from LSU that are actually playing the game, do they come together? Together here, could you see perhaps Alabama not covering this game? How do you play this, PJ?
You know, I think it's going to be very similar to the Georgia-Florida game that we saw this past Saturday, guys, where Florida fired their coach, Billy Napier, going into the bye week. And then coming out of the bye week, they were playing Georgia, and that was their Super Bowl. And Florida had a great effort in that game. They were leading in the fourth quarter. They probably should have won the game. I think it's similar for LSU, right? It's kind of been a lost season. They fire Kelly going into the bye week, and now here they come out and they get to play Bama on the road. So this is kind of their Super Bowl, right? I would expect a max effort from LSU in this game. I think Bama wins, but, you know, this line has gone from 12.5 to 10, and there hasn't been any buyback. You know, it hasn't gone back up to 10.5, hasn't gone back up to 11. It was kind of similar with the Bama-South Carolina game where it went 13.5 to 11.5, and we didn't see any buyback, and we saw how close that game was. So I think it's going to be a tough one. We all thought after that Clemson game, LSU was a top-5 team in the country. I think we're going to see some of that in this one. I think their defense plays really well. I think their offense is able to score enough points to keep it within the number. So I think that's going to be a good game Saturday night. I like LSU plus the points.
So PJ, just a general college football question, because it is wild. You mentioned Brian Kelly getting fired, Hugh Freeze getting fired. The high profile Napier, all the high profile schools that have let go of their coaches here mid-season. You know, I'm curious as to how you see, if you see, the plate tectonics of college football shifting here within conference, or is it just this is the new world and some of these schools that want to be relevant or want to get into the playoff just don't have it in terms of the NIL money to get the talent that you need to get into the college football playoff?
You know, guys, I think the expansion of the playoff has actually hurt a lot of these top tier jobs in like the SEC and the Big Ten, right? Because when it was only the top two teams make the national championship, or then when they made it a 4-team playoff, I mean, you could still go 11-1 and not make it to the playoff, right? I mean, we saw Florida State go undefeated when it was a 4-team playoff and they didn't make it in. But now when you're at a school like LSU, Florida, Penn State, and all you really have to do every year is go 10-2 to make it to the playoff, and these coaches at those schools aren't even doing that, I think it's really hurting a lot of these schools, you know, and it's really hurting a lot of these coaches. And, I think this is kind of just the beginning. I mean, this coaching carousel is going to be nuts, right? But again, whoever are the coaches that take over these high profile jobs, like the expectations aren't going to change. You know, when you're the head coach at LSU, Florida, Penn State, even Auburn, I mean, if you don't make it to the playoff every year, that's considered a failure. So especially at a school like LSU in Florida that have won national championships pretty recently. They're used to obviously competing and being in the SEC. So I think the expansion of the playoff, guys, and now that a lot of these schools look at the fact like we can still lose two games, maybe even three games, especially in a season like we're having this year, and still make the playoffs. And when those coaches aren't even doing that, I think that's why you're kind of seeing the turnover with coaches that you are this year.
We have some games in the NFL, PJ, that the over-under, the totals are really, really low. One is low, but not the lowest that I found. Saints and Panthers at 39.5. Two offenses. Look, the Panthers win in Green Bay, right, despite putting up 16 points. Is there a play here? I'm looking at the Saints getting 5.5 here on the road.
Yeah, so, you know, I text you guys every week telling you what my favorite plays in college and the NFL are. I don't know how many people will be telling that their favorite bet is Saints and Panthers, but I actually really like the Saints this week, you guys.
Wow.
It is insane. It is insane in the NFL to see a 20-point swing for a team week to week, right? You just mentioned it, Gene. Panthers pull off that big upset. They were 14-point dogs last week in Green Bay. Now they're about a 6-point favorite this week at home against New Orleans. That is insane. This is a divisional game. And look, the Panthers are one of those teams, you know, where you usually don't see them laying numbers like this. And it was kind of, it's like the Falcons, like a couple weeks ago when they were laying a touchdown against the Dolphins, or like when the Bengals with Flacco were laying that kind of number against the Jets. Like, there are certain teams when they get in these kind of spots and they're so used to being an underdog or a small favorite, when they're expected to win by this kind of margin and they're playing a divisional game, the Saints are, you know, they're still playing hard. They're obviously not very good, but I like the Saints, guys. And 5.5 is that key number in the NFL. When you get a road dog 5.5, you saw with Atlanta last week against New England, very profitable in the NFL. That's usually kind of that magic number where you want to take the dog. So I really like New Orleans. I know they're 1-8. I know the Panthers just had the big upset against the Packers, but as we know in the NFL, man, every week is different. These teams can do a complete 360. And I like the Saints in an upset this week.
We were having a laugh yesterday, PJ, about Kyler Murray's quote-unquote injury, that he's going to remain out until you see a bad game from Jacoby Brissett. Then all of a sudden he's going to feel a lot better and the Cardinals will turn back to Kyler Murray. But the Cardinals with Jacoby Brissett coming off that win on Monday night in Dallas, now go to Seattle and take on a very hot Seahawks team that really dominated Washington in primetime on Sunday. Which way are you leaning here between these two?
So another game where I really like the dog. I really like Arizona. I think they could be live in this game as well. So take some money line with the Cardinals at +6.5. Guys, they're 3-5 this season, but I don't think people realize all five of their losses have been by 4 points or less. They play everybody close, even when they lose. And I've been saying it on my show, Send It In, the entire season, and it's rang true. Seattle is such a good road team, but they're not that great at home. And when we think of the Seahawks, we think about the 12th man and how great that crowd is. And like, they still have a great crowd, but under Mike McDonald, man, this team is so good on the road. They haven't lost a game on the road yet this season, but in his year and a half as the head coach, they're 5-8 at home in Seattle. So you want to fade them when they're at home. The Cardinals play everybody close. I like the fact that it's Brissett playing again. And we're getting to that time of the year, guys, where we're starting to see divisional opponents playing for a second time. And we all know the old saying, it's tough to beat a team two times, but it really is. So I think Arizona's got a ton going for them in that game. And I like the Cardinals plus the points.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You know, it's pretty wild. You could trip a lot of people up. The team with the longest road winning streak in the NFL, it's Seattle. They've won their last 11 outright. That's just crazy that you'd have to go back to October of last year. PJ Glasser, your host of Send It In, as we take a look at some of these matchups. One that, if I'm doing the blind, I don't know if you ever kind of do this, PJ, like, what's the line going to be? Lions, Commanders. Okay, I'm going to, knowing Washington has all these issues, I'd say Lions double digits. Oh, it's only Lions giving 8, essentially a one-score game. That looks kind of trappish to me. Well, am I wrong in thinking that? Like, Detroit clearly, after what Seattle did to Washington, or is that not the way this league works, that all of a sudden Washington will put a better performance here, buyer beware? How do you view Detroit at Washington?
I think with certain teams, Gene, I think that's a good line of thinking. But I think with Detroit, man, you're good laying the points okay. This weekend. There are a bunch of reasons to like Detroit. The first one, guys, their last 12 games that they've lost straight up, the next game they're 12-0 straight up and against the spread. So they are the ultimate bounce back team. If you want to bet a team to bounce back after a loss, it's Detroit. Not only do they win, they also cover the numbers. So that's one. The second thing, I think the Jaden Daniels injury is a huge thing for that Washington locker room. Their season was already probably over. But now when you see him go down and with the way you lost that game, like that might just be the soul crusher to Washington's season, you know, kind of one of those games that just deflates the balloon on their season. But then the other reason why I really like Detroit this week, keep in mind it's a revenge game. Obviously, Washington beat them in the playoffs last year. And I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago, when the Lions lost to Dallas on that Monday night game, where we clearly saw the Lions offensive lineman tell the ref he was eligible. They told him he wasn't when they caught the two-point conversion. Detroit should have won. The next year those two teams played, Lions and Cowboys, the Lions won 47-9. So Dan Campbell is that kind of guy. He's petty. He's out for, you know, revenge and blood, and he wants to run up the score and all those kinds of things. So yeah, guys, I'd lay the lumber with Detroit this week.
I felt like a sharp last week, PJ, because I was saying all week long to anybody who had listened that the Colts were going to fall to the Steelers at home, even though the Steelers had lost two straight. The Steelers now taking on a beat-up L.A. Chargers team. Their offensive line is held together with duct tape and bubble gum, and it's in L.A. Pittsburgh travels well. It's going to feel like a home game for the Steelers and probably a little demoralizing for the Chargers. I'm curious to get your take on the Steelers here going into Week 10.
Guys, I just have to say, as a Ravens fan, that was the most obvious Tomlin voodoo Steelers spot of the season last week, right? I mean, you get the Colts just on fire, going in there, turn the ball over 6 times. Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. But this game this week, so, I mean, that's part of the handicap. Like, yeah, the Steelers beat the Colts. Fellas, they had 6 turnovers. They forced 6 turnovers. They only won the game by 7 points. So that defense, when they're not forcing turnovers, still a big question mark for me. And I think a lot of people this week, if they like the Steelers, the big talking point is going to be Joe Alt's not playing for the Chargers. And I get it. I mean, it's like Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, Joe Alt. When those three are out for their respective teams, their teams normally don't win. But also keep in mind the fact that a couple weeks ago, the Chargers were a 2-point favorite at home against the Colts when Joe Alt didn't play. Now they're a 3-point favorite at home against the Steelers when Joe Alt's not playing. I understand the Steelers just beat the Colts, but again, they needed 6 turnovers to do it. I still think the Steelers are frauds. I still don't think that defense is any good. And I think the Chargers right now, they're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm. So the Joe Alt injury is a massive deal. I don't expect the Chargers to turn the ball over 6 times. I think their defense gets some stops as well. So I like LA minus the 3.
PJ, let's go back to the month of September where the Buffalo Bills in the fourth quarter are actually tied at home with Miami. The Bills a double-digit favorite. What is going on? The Bills take a 7-point lead. Dolphins get the ball back. Dolphins start moving the ball, and you start thinking, wow, this is actually, they're going to tie it up. Nope, Tua shows up, throws an incredibly dumb pick, and the Bills end up winning by 10. So my question here is, this time around, to us here in Western New York, this feels much different. Two teams heading in completely opposite directions. Are you comfortable enough to lay the 9.5 in a divisional game, though? What is the play here? Buffalo at Miami.
So I'm not going to bet this game this weekend. You know, Miami's a tough team to judge right now because, I mean, McDaniel's going to be gone at the end of the season. I'm surprised they don't rip the Band-Aid off. Obviously, they parted ways with Chris Greer, the GM, but I'm surprised they just didn't pull the plug on McDaniel with them. The Bills, I think they've found something, you know, out of that bye week against Carolina, running the football and sticking with that. Josh was really good in the game against Kansas City as well. I think the Dolphins-Bills game this week is going to go similar to the Dolphins-Ravens game on Thursday night, where I think the Dolphins are going to be able to move the ball between the 20s on Buffalo's defense. But then what's going to happen when they get into the red zone? Are they going to have turnovers? Are they going to settle for field goals? Are they going to score touchdowns? And when a game kind of, to me, comes down to that, like, I know what Miami, I know they're going to be able to move the ball a little bit, but then are they going to be able to score touchdowns? I kind of just want to stay away from it. And you guys would know this better than me, but I feel like the last couple of years, when the Bills have been in this kind of situation, divisional big favorite, like, I feel like they either destroy the team or they tend to, like, lose the game outright sometimes. So, I don't know. This game could get wacky. But I'm staying away because I think Miami's offense should be able to move the ball. But it'll just come down to whether or not they're scoring touchdowns or kicking field goals. If they score touchdowns, they'll cover the spread. If they don't turn the ball over, then the Bills should win the game by 20.
All right, PJ, I'm going to ask you a question related to Survivor football because it's week 10, and we are still alive here in the sports bar. I should say I am still alive, but
Danger's
I use a collective
alive.
We.
Yeah.
And whereas last week was a simple pick, we went with the Rams over the Saints, and we didn't sweat whatsoever. This week,
yeah,
when I looked at all the lines, and I follow all these rules, and I try to, you know, run everything through the filter of what is the best game to pick, I hate that I went to a neutral site game, but I also kind of think, well, Indianapolis isn't going to turn the ball over six times against Atlanta, are they? What Falcons team is going to show up in Germany? We went with Indianapolis. Talk me out of it.
Ooh, so you don't have the Lions left, Danger. You've already used them?
Use the Lions.
You've used the Lions, okay, because that would obviously be option one. I love the fact that you're not using Carolina. I think they're the trap this week.
Not using Carolina, not using the Browns, not getting too cute with it, looking at good teams only.
So I'm also alive in one pool. I'm using the Ravens this week against Minnesota, and I normally don't like taking a road favorite. But I just think the Vikings, off of that big win, Lamar's only lost to three NFC teams in his career. They usually play well against quarterbacks like McCarthy. So the Ravens would be my play. I think you're good with Indy. I just, off that six turnover game against the Steelers, I'm worried about Daniel Jones a little bit. And, like, the Falcons are just a funny team, right? Like, they're this kind of team that gets blown out by Carolina and Miami, but then they, like, almost beat New England. So they play to the level of their competition. Now, normally in the international games, the favorites win. It tends to be the better team just goes over there and takes care of business. You should be good with the Colts, but my advice, Danger, and the team I'm rolling with, I would go with the Ravens this week.
I took the Ravens in week two, so I can't go with that route either. But okay. PJ, that is great advice, and thank you for a little bit more clarity on our pick. We're going to proceed with confidence on Indianapolis while you tell everybody about Send It In on the BetMGM Network.
Yeah, guys, Send It In, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, Mondays through Fridays. You can watch us on Twitch, on YouTube, on X, at the BetMGM Network. It's a 30-minute show, but there's no commercial breaks, and we encourage people to watch, but also chime in and interact. You can, you know, tell me your favorite bets, favorite questions during the show, and It's a lot of fun, fellas. In November, I mean, is an awesome sports month. Now we got college hoops back as well, and football's in full swing, NBA, NHL. I mean, there is so much going on. So it's a lot of fun. And I haven't seen you guys since Game 7 of the World Series, but oh my God, that might have been the best baseball game I've ever seen.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. The Jays didn't choke. It was just Dodgers making one more play. PJ, one last one for you. Are Danger and I bad sports hosts for openly admitting that we didn't know what the schedule was for the NBA Cup?
No, not at all. I didn't know either, to be honest with you guys. I couldn't even tell you right now in the NBA, besides OKC, who the best team in the league is, to be honest. So,
I saw different colored courts, and I'm like, oh, it's NBA Cup season. When did that start? Oh, it starts apparently right away, as soon as the season starts.
You know, I tell people, when you're a Wizards fan, it's really hard to follow the NBA. You know, it really, really is. I think it's one of those sports, when your team's good, you like it a lot more. And I love basketball. I mean, I love college basketball. But, oh, guys, when I got to watch Bub Carrington and, like, Keontae George every night, it's rough. It's really rough.
PJ, it is still football season. Check out PJ's show tomorrow on the BetMGM Network. PJ, appreciate the time. Let's do this again.
Always good talking to you, fellas. See you next week.
There he is, the host of Send It In. And Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser and Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I had to look it up. It's Friday. We start back with the NBA Cup.
So they're just like weekend games.
Yeah, apparently.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of weekend games. I just know that they're NBA Cup games by the color of the court. When they go with the you know, crazy looking court, I'm like, oh, we're back to that. But I don't know. We're in the early stages. Obviously, it's early in the season. I just noticed some highlights last week. I'm like, oh, is it NBA Cup time already? Okay. Are we going to hang a banner like the Lakers did for the NBA Cup? What's the plan?
So it's every Friday, but then they switch over to the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And eventually it's going to be a night in December in Vegas, of all places.
For the final.
Yeah, Tuesday night, the 16th of December in Vegas.
Okay. There you go. You've got your. I still don't know what the schedule is, Gino, but they're in groups and it's group play right now, and they got to narrow it down based on what.
You would think that maybe the winning team would get like the golden ticket to the postseason. Meaning that's what would draw me in as a viewer. Meaning, okay, you win as a fan. Oh my gosh, it doesn't matter what happened. We're guaranteed the A seed, and then you come up with some sort of formula that would improve your standing. It would add more to it. What's in it right now? Oh, hanging a dumb banner and the players get a bonus.
Well,
who cares?
The players getting the bonus is the reason why they do it, right?
Right, but for a fan, why would you care about this?
Yeah, no, it's tough. And yesterday, Gino's referencing a moment yesterday in the show during shots where we're like, the NBA Cup is happening. Do we even know about the NBA Cup? What's going on with the NBA Cup?
Okay, so this is the third NBA Cup. Mike Danger? Who has won the previous two? Go.
Oh, I want to say the Lakers won it.
They won it the first year.
And they made a big deal out of it. They hung the banner and the whole thing, right?
We mocked it, yeah.
Was it last year? I want to say it was Milwaukee.
That's correct. And I remember this because our buddy Bart Winkler spoofed it. It's a weeknight in December, and he went to the parade route thinking, okay, where's everybody?
He set up his chair. There was no NBA Cup parade for the Bucks.
Downtown Milwaukee looks like downtown Rochester.
What a sham.
Like, whoa,
that's terrible. Hate hearing that. We got more on the way here in the sports bar. Sean McDermott speaking to the media. Brandon Bean speaking to the media. We have an injury report from the Buffalo Bills today, their first day back at practice in advance of Sunday's game in Miami.
We should have some McDermott McLies coming up.
I believe we will have some McDermott McLies as well.
The machine is going to be steaming with all the lies coming up.
Playing against Miami, you would expect so. Maggie Gray from Maggie and Perloff here on the Fan of Rochester every morning. We'll be stopping by during happy hour as well. We'll get some Bills takes from her. We have plenty of time for your calls if you want to join us as well at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.